Secretariat's Advisory Committee on Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Objectives for 2020. Recommendations on Data and Information Technology. 8-28-09. The Secretariat's Advisory Committee on National Health Promotion and Disease Prevention Objectives for 2020, the committee, has examined a range of questions relating to how the United States Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, can improve and develop federal data and its systems needed to support healthy people 2020. Specifically, we have addressed the following questions. 1. HHS data for HP 2020 measures. What actions need to be recommended to improve the coverage and quality of HHS epidemiology services and services cost data as relevant to HP 2020 so that they are better able to meet the data needs of HP 2020? 2. Federal data on social and physical determinants of health. What actions need to be recommended so that key federal data sources on the social and physical determinants of health are available to meet the data needs of HP 2020? 3. Phase development of HP 2020. What high-level actions need to be recommended so that HP 2020 is on a course to be able to make effective use of new developments on EHRs/PHRs, particularly with respect to an online national public health epidemiological data system, and with respect to an online HP 2020 community of users? Committee findings and high-level recommendations. The committee found many positive developments in HHS that will lead to improved data for healthy people 2020. Of particular note is the work of the HHS Data Council, the National Committee on Vital and Health Statistics, and the close working relationship with the United States Bureau of the Census. The committee has approved recommendations, which are detailed on the following pages. These recommendations can lead to improved positioning of HHS in national health reform, better exploitation of developments in information technology, and a much stronger data infrastructure for healthy people 2020. HHS data systems. What actions need to be recommended to improve the coverage and quality of HHS epidemiology services and services cost data as relevant to HP 2020 so that they are better able to meet the data needs of HP 2020. Immediate needs. 1. The United States Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, should perform existing major epidemiological and health services surveys and vital statistical operations as planned, with restoration of full sample sizes where needed, and no further reductions in the sample sizes or the scope of coverage. Key examples include the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, major epidemiological and health services surveys, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, Medical Expenditure Panel Survey, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, National Survey on Drug Use and Health, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Medicare Current Beneficiary Survey planned for 2009, 2010, and beyond. 2. HHS should conduct targeted, geographic and/or special population studies that would augment data produced from its national surveys. 3. HHS should undertake planning to conduct surveys in important and emerging health services fields more frequently. Key examples include the NCHS National Survey of Ambulatory Surgery and the National Survey of Assisted Living Facilities. 4. HHS should explore ways to extend current epidemiological and health services surveys and to develop related statistical methodology so that estimates can be produced for underrepresented populations, such as American Indians. 5. HHS should explore ways to maximize the utility of encounter and administrative data, such as Medicare and Medicaid claims and statewide hospital discharge abstracts, for tracking national health objectives retrospectively. 6. HHS should coordinate and standardize definitions of key health outcome measures and health determinants, including, but not limited to, Healthy People 2020 indicators. 7. HHS should assign resources to produce a database that contains standardized health outcome measures at the national, state, and local levels, and for vulnerable subpopulations, that will be available to analysts in a user-friendly and easily accessible format. For each health outcome measure, the database should also contain public health and public policy interventions that have been shown to be adoptable, effective, or promising in improving outcomes and reducing disparities at the appropriate geographic level or for specific vulnerable subpopulations. Longer-term needs. 1. A need exists for an ongoing high-level review committee, such as the HHS Data Council, with the authority to develop and oversee an integrated plan for all major epidemiological and health services surveys conducted by HHS. The mission of the review committee should include coordinated planning, survey periodicity, elimination of duplication, and methodological innovations that improve scope and coverage. 2. A need exists for HHS to document data in a standard manner. One such example of a standard to follow is the Data Documentation Initiative, DDI, an international effort to establish a standard for technical documentation describing social science data. Please refer to http://dialiance.org/purpose-and-goals. Documentation constitutes the information that enables the effective, efficient, and accurate use of data sets. 3. HHS should explore approaches for expanding the collection of functional status information beyond public health surveillance systems to systematically collecting coded information on the functional status, activities, and participation of individuals during routine healthcare delivery and administration. Considerable information used for public health purposes comes from coded diagnoses and procedures generated by administering the healthcare delivery system. While diagnoses and procedures are important indicators of health or healthcare needs, they tell us relatively little about health outcomes. Routinely coding and gathering information on the functional status, activities, and participation of individuals during healthcare delivery and on administrative records, e.g., claims and encounter forms, would provide critical measures of health outcomes that could be used to monitor population health and for a variety of other purposes. As suggested by the 2007 Institute of Medicine report The Future of Disability in America, the International Classification of Functioning, Disability, and Health, ICF, World Health Organization 2001, offers a useful starting point for codification of functional status information. Other federal data systems, what actions need to be recommended so that key federal data sources on the social and physical determinants of health are available to meet the data needs of HP 2020? Immediate needs. 1. HHS should support research and surveillance on population health indicators that assess the impact of health, social, and environmental programs and policies on the quality of people's lives. Population health refers to the overall health status and distribution of health status in a community. Population health promotion and monitoring can provide new opportunities for public health to integrate mental health with physical health, to contextualize health by examining its social and environmental determinants over the life course, and to promote positive factors that enhance health, not merely prevent factors that might worsen it. Population health research can include activities such as environmental impact assessments and longitudinal studies assessing health-related quality of life. Population health surveillance can focus on health-related quality of life, well-being, and other population health outcomes as they are associated with individual, social, and environmental influences. Longer-term needs. 1. HHS should increase efforts to produce measures of health and health determinants at the local community level. Communities could be defined as counties, cities, or other geographical areas. HHS should also fund research on how best to produce statistical synthetic estimates for community characteristics using modeling, imputation, and other statistical methodologies, and consider redesigns of the sampling methodology of national and state survey samples so that these surveys could produce better estimates for smaller geographic areas. HHS should also consider expanding its use of geospatial presentation techniques for application to community data. Information technology. What high-level actions need to be recommended so that HP 2020 is on a course to be able to make effective use of new developments on EHRs/PHRs, particularly with respect to an online national public health epidemiological data system, and with respect to an online HP 2020 community of users? Immediate needs. 1. A need exists for development of an ongoing capacity in HHS to continue to support development of and to exploit electronic health records, EHRs, and personal health records, PHRs, for public health applications that support Healthy People 2020 and for other applications that support departmental programs. This should include programs operated directly by HHS, such as the Indian Health Service EHR. These activities also should include agencies outside HHS that maintain EHRs for important populations, such as the Virginia and DoD. 2. HHS should explore ways to exploit EHR information for prospective identification and monitoring of public health emergencies, such as H1N1 influenza and outbreaks of foodborne illnesses. Longer-term needs. 1. HHS should undertake planning and development of real-time, online, national public health information infrastructure by the end of the next decade. At minimum, the system should have the capability to share national and state epidemiological, service, and COSP data with all users, the capability to produce local city, county, or state estimates from federal data, and the capability to upload and share local data among users. Key components of this system are already under development. These include efforts to implement the Office of the National Coordinator, ONC, Strategic Plan, and the BioSense, VAERS, and PHAERS systems for biological, vaccine, and pharmacy adverse events, respectively. 2. HHS should undertake planning and development of an online system to support an active national Healthy People community. The community will consist of the set of Healthy People 2020 users united in their efforts to improve health in every community of the United States. Development of this system should coincide with implementation of Healthy People 2020. At minimum, the system should permit tracking of national Healthy People goals, development, and tracking of local and state Healthy People goals, accessing of national best practices on achieving these goals, sharing of local and state best practices as they are developed, and help in setting and achieving personal and family health improvement goals. A major part of this system will be social networking and the fostering of communities of interest around particular Healthy People goals and public health issues. This effort should build upon and expand, but not duplicate, social networking efforts currently underway in HHS, such as CDC tweets and other information technology systems under development through ODPHP. 3. HHS should assign a staff and a clearinghouse function with a mandate of exploiting and maximizing the application of digital technology to mitigate disease and promote health at both the personal and population levels. Appendix 1. Members of the Subcommittee on Data and it. In January of 2009, The United States Department of Health and Human Services requested that the Secretariat's Advisory Committee provide feedback on access to, improvement of, and development of federal data and its systems needed to support healthy people 2020. The committee convened a subcommittee on data and it to provide expert opinions on these issues. The subcommittee met a total of 10 times between March and July 2009. This document consists of their high-level recommendations for actions to improve the quality and availability of data for healthy people 2020. Audrey Burwell, Office of Public Health and Sciences. Barbara Frank, MS Research Data Assistance Center. Dale Hitchcock, Office of the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation. Lisa Iazzoni, MD, MSc Harvard Medical School. Ron Kessler, Ph.D., Harvard University. Rosemary Kobau, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Jim Kretz, Master of Arts, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Ronald Manderscheid, Ph.D., SRA International. Dan Melnick, Ph.D., National Research Council. Ernie Moy, MD, Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. Jeff Percy, MS, National Center for Health Statistics, CDC. Rochelle Rollins, PhD, MPH, Office of Minority Health. Nidhi Singh, Health Resources and Services Administration. This concludes the report on it.